You're listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is Sports Voices. We're back, as always, with Fox 56's Bob Eyde.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Busy sports week again. Next couple weeks, very busy.
Yeah. So let's jump right into it. I know you want to talk about high school softball and baseball.
Yeah, we had four high school softball teams in the 570 area code who made the state finals, and one baseball team.
Okay.
The baseball team was Southern Columbia. They played on Thursday. Unfortunately, we don't have the score. So congratulations to them just for making it. First time to the AA playoffs for baseball since 2000.
Oh, wow.
So then also yesterday, the Holy Cross girls made softball history. They went to their first ever state finals, and Abington Heights also made their appearance in the state finals for the first time ever. Okay. So two really good teams. And then the third team who played yesterday was Pine Grove, and they were the defending AAA champions. And so congratulations on great seasons for them. And I know Sarah, the WVIA, talked to some of our Lackawanna teams.
Correct. So Sarah Hofius Hall was here in Lackawanna County on Wednesday, and she was talking with some of the teams. So you will hear from them. You can look at it, the story on our website, and there will be audio with that. Again, we're taping in advance, as folks know, so we don't know the outcome. But Sarah had a chance really to talk with the teams about what it meant to make it this far in the season.
Okay, so there's one team playing today.
Okay.
On Friday.
Yep.
On Friday, and it's Valley View, the defending champs in 4A, 22-3 overall.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take out Blackhawk, and they've been on a roll. Their only losses this year have been to Abington Heights twice.
Okay.
Well, we know Abington Heights is in the finals.
Right.
And the other one was to North Pocono, and North Pocono was right there in the thick of things in 4A, 5A, excuse me, this year, but also in the Lackawanna League Division I. So good luck to the Lady Cougars.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a great season. Abby Call, they're probably one of their best players, headed to Clemson as a pitcher.
Oh, nice.
So good luck to them today as they take on Blackhawk at 1:30.
All right, sir. Well, we also have another big sporting event coming up, the World Cup.
It started last night, but tonight, Friday night, the United States plays for the first time.
Excellent.
So they are going to take on Paraguay on Fox 56 from Los Angeles Stadium at 9 p.m. So you can watch that on our station.
Okay.
And then be part of that great spectacle. Everyone gets into the World Cup this year. It started yesterday, June 11th.
Okay.
And it's going to go to July 19th. Now, there's big things for Pennsylvania.
Right.
So there's five players on the USA team who are from the Eastern Pennsylvania Youth Soccer League.
Oh.
So that's not too much from our area. So I'll give you the names, and then we'll hear from one of them.
Please do.
Goalkeeper Matt Friess from Wayne, PA.
Okay.
Defender Austin Trusty from Media. Midfielder Christian Pulisic, who we've talked about, from Hershey.
Mm-hmm.
Midfielder Brendan Arison from Medford, New Jersey. And defender Mark McKenzie from Barrett, Delaware. So that's all considered the eastern part of Pennsylvania youth soccer.
Okay. And we're going to hear from Matt Friess.
We are going to hear from Matt Friess about what to expect from the World Cup and really how the United States is approaching really the series.
Let's hear from Matt.
Oh, it's everything. It's everything. I think we learned in the last World Cup as well that, it's kind of a building block as well. We showed in that Wales game in the first game of the last World Cup, that we could compete, we could play, we could dominate games, and it gave us a lot of confidence into the next game and so on and so forth. So you really always want to start on a strong foot and have that World Cup mindset and mentality.
They're playing Paraguay tonight.
They're playing Paraguay, and Matt Friess is one of three goaltenders on the team with Chris Brady and Matt Turner. All three might see playing time, but they're all three very good goalkeepers.
Okay.
And so the United States, again, we talked about tonight's game, June 19th, another Friday night. They're in Seattle. That's a 3 o'clock Eastern game.
Okay.
That is against Australia. And then they're take on Turkey June 25th. That's a 10 o'clock game back at Los Angeles Stadium. You're going to watch the entire FIFA World Cup on Fox 56.
Excellent, sir. Another major sports event in the region, NASCAR at Pocono.
Yeah, Pocono returns and becomes one of the biggest cities, the third biggest city in the state for one day.
Right.
Probably 150 to 200,000 people will be at Pocono Raceway this weekend, starting on Friday. The ARCA race is on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, then, is NASCAR qualifying. Saturday is also the O'Reilly Auto Parts Series race. So that's at 4 o'clock. And then the big one is the Great American Getaway 400. Presented by Visit PA. That will be Sunday, 3 o'clock. And all these events now will be on Prime. So we're going over to the Mm-hmm. Not on Fox and not on TNT. We're going over to the subscription things. And really look for Denny Hamlin, maybe.
Okay.
He won last week. He tied Kyle Busch for eighth place in number of victories. But he's a seven-time Pocono winner. People really think he's going to win this week. And, you know, I'll be up there. We'll have coverage on Fox 56 on Sunday. So weather looks good. Cross our fingers.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Weather looks very good. So it should be a good time up at Pocono Raceway this weekend.
Okay. I want to talk a little about baseball briefly. So I ran a story that was published this week on a new book about Branch Rickey. So you know who he was.
Yes.
Of course. Yes. He was the general manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers who basically made it possible for Jackie Robinson to break the color barrier by hiring him. And I interviewed a woman named Marjorie Maddox. She is from Williamsport. She is his grandniece. But she wrote a book aimed at younger audiences about who Branch Rickey was and why he did what he did, why he challenged the, you know, the racism of the time. We'll hear from Marjorie right now.
Well, I think, you know, he did have a strong moral conviction about the importance of standing up for others and the dignity of that everybody has, you know, and that everybody should be treated with respect. One of the things that I tried to bring out in the book was some of these early situations, his teaching at this one-room schoolhouse when he was 17 and standing up to bullies, you know, bullies who were like spitting at the teachers and causing fistfights with the teachers. And, you know, being able to kind of get that under control. And at that point, he used his fists. And but later he really believed in using his words instead of his fist to get things done. And then, you know, the whole situation with Charlie Tommy Thomas and standing up for him. And that scene where he's, you know, Thomas is trying to rub off his black skin, you know, and that famously sticked with Branch.
All right, so you can read about Marjorie's book on our website, WVAA.org, the story that we published this week.
Baseball wouldn't be what it is without Branch Rickey.
Exactly.
It wouldn't be.
Yep. As always, great to have you here, and we will see you next week.